Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, I want to read verses 9 through 13 with you. The Bible says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." We have this idea that when we get to heaven, that we will magically have all knowledge and all understanding immediately. I hate to disappoint you, but when you get to heaven, you're not going to be all-knowing. We don't become God. We drop this robe of flesh and put on a new body, but we don't become God. God is the only omniscient one. When we die, or if we go up in the rapture, we don't become God. We will not die and become this all-knowing intellectual God. Death is a penalty on sin, and it happens because of sin. Man did not know everything when he was created in Genesis chapter 1. He was in the process of learning, and God taught him and instructed him on how to run the earth, how to make it productive. He helped him understand the water and the wind cycles. He helped him understand the animals and the plants. He helped him understand mining and construction. He helped him understand oil and fuels. He helped him understand how to make work a little easier. He was in a process of learning and needed God to teach him. Having a body that is sinless and cannot sin does not mean you become all-knowing. To close your eyes here in death does not mean that you open them in heaven to perfect understanding and all knowledge. Let me take a few moments and help you with this. Our earthly body, first of all, has a curse of death. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Romans chapter 7, verse number 5. And Romans chapter 7, verse number 24. The body must die because of the curse of sin. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death. When we get to heaven, the curse of sin and death will fall away and be gone. Let me read Romans chapter 8, verse number 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That means this: when a person gets saved, they've conquered the law of sin and death. But when we get to heaven, our knowledge will change. By that I mean this: we will have no knowledge of our sin or anyone else's sin. One of the most wonderful things about heaven is this: we are not going to remember any sin we ever committed here on earth. It's not a matter of forgetfulness, but the old things are passed away. Sin goes through a death process and only leaves, may I say it this way, the sinless portion of things, the spiritual portion of things, the truth portion of things, and our desire for sin will be gone. Our knowledge of our sin and others' sins will be gone. And the loss of sinful thinking, though, does not mean you gain all knowledge. It just means that it's not corrupted by sin at that time. Number two, death is the journey from the sinful life to the eternal life, or in the case of the lost, eternal death. Death is the final payment on sin. A person who has never been saved, who's never trusted Jesus Christ, is facing an eternal death called hell. That's what Revelation 20 talks about. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Death does not open deity to anything. It only pays the bill on our sin debt. We don't change our personality when we get to heaven. We just drop our sin nature. I love what God says here through 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He says that, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. I'm going to know people there, their personalities. Your personality won't change. It'll just lose its sinfulness. Death is not the end of life. Death is the end of sinful life. It is the final payment on sin. It is not the end of life. And number three, we will have a spiritual mind, not a carnal mind, and not an omniscient mind. We have to understand that when we get to heaven, we're not going to know it all. Romans 8, 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we will have a spiritual mind, but we're not going to have a sinful mind. But a spiritual mind doesn't mean that you know it all. We will have minds that cannot think about sin and bodies that are not affected by sin. It will be similar to the way God made us in Genesis chapter 1. By the way, God says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, that we will learn things we don't know in heaven. We'll know people there. We're going to know some things when we get there. But may I say something? We're not going to know it all when we get there. God's going to have to take eternity to teach us, and we'll still not know it all because we're not God. It's a wonderful thing to know that in eternity, when we get to heaven, we'll know people, but we won't know sin. We won't remember anything about sin. What a wonderful thing. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.